Thank you for calling the Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I'm calling to find out if you guys can find out where a shipment is of mine that got sent out last month on the 27th.
You have your customer number?
No, it's in my truck, and I'm on my lunch break. So I'm like, give me my name.
Can I have the phone number associated with the account?
Oh, it's 262-305-3563.
That's 262-305-3563.
That's right.
Thank you. Let me place you on the brief hold and locate that account.
Okay.
System is still loading that order for you. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify your name and address?
Yeah, it's Dennis Schoderberg, W201 N16628, Last Street, 9 Jackson, Wisconsin.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows this is for the DeLorean buildup, and you state you need to get some tracking information on the package that shipped in April.
Yeah, on the 27th, it said it left a. They sent me an email and said it was sent out of the warehouse. So,
okay, let me push on a brief hold if I can get you some tracking information.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And it shows that that item was delivered at the front door or porch at 10:55 a.m. on May the 7th.
Okay, I got that one. That was my reshipment. I'm concerned about the one that was sent out on the 27th for my display base and my 12 issues.
Let me place you on the brief hold, sir, because it doesn't. Hold on just one second. Thank you for honing for me, sir. Now, I did pull up a shipment that states it was shipped on April the 26th, but it doesn't show any tracking number.
Yeah, that's what's weird about it. They gave me a tracking number, and then when I put it in, it says UPS is still waiting on item. And then when I go on DHL, it's stuck in limbo somewhere.
Yes, sir. Let me see if I can find some more information for you. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir. I said I was going to place you on another brief hold.
Oh.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. It still doesn't show a tracking number for the package on April the 26th. But you say you have a tracking number, but it's stating to you that the package, that the USPS is still awaiting the package?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if it got lost at DHL.
Okay, because since it's been over 2 weeks, we can put in a reship for you for those issues at no charge to you.
Do you guys have them in stock?
We're going to put in a reship request for you, sir. I'm not sure. I'm not at the warehouse. But it'll put in that reship request, and if that item is out of stock, it'll let us know next time we load up your account. But I can't tell you that offhand.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Why don't we just put in for a reship? Because it's been 2 weeks, and I should have gotten it by now.
Yes, sir. Let me place you on hold while I put that in for you.
Okay.
System is still loading up your issues for me, sir. It has to load up every issue that we send out before I can put in your reship request.
Okay.
System is still loading up the issues for me, sir. Thank you for your patience. System is still loading those issues, sir. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the long haul, sir. It just takes forever to load those issues up.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And now it shows that someone has already put in a reship request for those issues for you.
Oh, has it? Oh, okay. All right, because I know I did cancel it last week, but it's still there, okay?
Yeah, sir, it shows that the reship is pending. It won't let me put a reship back in. That was for issues 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, and 79. But it's allowing me to put in the reship for issues 80, 81, 82, 83, and 84.
Oh, it's not allowing you to do that?
Not for the 70 ones I just told you because it says it's a reship already pending. You've already placed a reship for those, but I'm putting in a reship for 80, 81, 82, 83, 84.
Okay. All
Those
right.
were
80,
not on there.
85, and 85. That would give me my 12 issues then, hey?
Yes,
Yeah.
sir.
Okay, because you guys already took the 134 out of my account already, and and it shows the DeLorean base on there too, right? The display base.
Yes, sir. It shows the reship request for that item. But didn't you
Okay.
state you had got that? Or that
No,
was a
no, no.
different display case you were speaking of?
Yeah, that was a different reship. That was for issue 66. I got that one already. So, yeah. So what's going to happen now? Am I going to, so the reship, that'll include all 12 issues then, hey?
No, sir, it's going to include issue 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, and 85. That's what I'm putting in for you because you already have a reissue request in for issue 74, 75, 76, 77. 78 and 79.
Okay.
And so they're not all going to come at the same time because the requests were put in at different times.
Okay. And then for the first issues, for the 70s, I'll get my DeLorean display base with that one then, hey?
Yes, sir. It shows that request was put in and they put in that reship for you.
Okay, go ahead and put the request in for the 81 through 85. You know, I mean, because I paid for this already. So.
Yes, sir. I've already put that request in for you.
Okay, yeah. I'll have to keep checking with DHL and see if they changed their status, but I doubt it. I think they lost that whole shipment. You know. So.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, and I just find it odd because the shipment, because that DeLorean base is so huge, I don't know how you can lose something like that, you know? Really don't understand. All right, I'll be looking forward to getting it. Hopefully I'll get it pretty soon. So.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. You have a good day.